Hello and welcome to your advanced hypnosis session from hypnosisdownloads.com. You'll get the best results from your download by giving it your full attention. Please do not listen to it when you need to maintain concentration, such as when driving.
Hello and welcome to your Go Back to Sleep hypnotic download from hypnosisdownloads.com. My name is Mark Tyrrell and I'm a director of Uncommon Knowledge. To get the best from this download session, please now make sure that you're seated in a comfortable chair or lying down comfortably. You might even be in bed, preparing to sleep. Before you begin to relax very deeply, I'm just going to say a few words about sleep and nighttime waking. Quality sleep is, of course, essential to good physical and mental health. Waking up in the night means we get less of the essential recuperative slow-wave sleep. You might find that you can get to sleep initially, but find yourself waking up in the small hours of the night, feeling quite alert and unable to get back to sleep again. This is a very common thing. Perhaps you worry or get agitated when this happens. Of course, worrying is a stimulant and makes it less likely that you'll get back to sleep once you've woken up. Interestingly, most people wake up at some point in the night. However, they never really become fully consciously awake, and so don't register the fact that they are awake and have no recollection of having been awake the next day. These nocturnal awakenings may last only a few seconds, but they are actually a natural part of the sleep cycle. Sleep is a creature that needs training if it is to serve you well. Waking up in the night can all too easily become a habit which happens purely because your unconscious mind and body have come to expect it to happen. There are also some specific things that you can do to help yourself if you do find yourself awake in the night. Firstly, keep things dark. Switching on a bright light will activate light cells in your brain, which will wake you up even more. Secondly, stay clear of brain-stimulating activities, such as watching TV or surfing the internet. That'll just wake you up even more. A warm, milky drink may help, but avoid stimulants, such as tea, coffee, or colas. And fourthly, focus your mind on a relaxation technique, such as the one in this download, so you can quickly let your body know it's time to relax and sleep again. Avoid worrying about the past or the future, as that will flood the body with adrenaline, which is not conducive to sleep. This session will teach you how to enter deep hypnotic trance while giving your unconscious mind suggestions to sleep through. It will also give you a self-hypnotic method to use to get back to sleep even if you do wake up. Because if you train your brain and body to relax when you do wake up in the night, then very quickly your instincts learn that there is just no reason or stimulating reward for waking up, so your unconscious mind stops bothering. This session just peters out at the end, and you will not be asked to awaken from it, so you can use it in the night if you do wake up. Now, the deep relaxation technique you're about to experience mimics the process your brain naturally follows to drift off to sleep comfortably and easily each and every night, because it increasingly shifts your attention from focusing on the external world to being able to focus fully inside on the images and landscapes of your imagination. As you begin to relax deeply and dream, and when you drift off to sleep, it's not as if you switch off your mind, It's that you activate different parts of your mind, while your conscious mind can just float into a dream. Your unconscious can heal that body and process the learnings of the day. And here and now, you can pick a spot in the room that you can comfortably gaze at. That's it. So if you've closed your eyes and opened them again, that's it. Just for a few moments. And even if it's dark, you can just gaze at a particular place on the wall or ceiling. That's it. And really get a sense of that area, that spot just there. That's it. And really look at it with intensity. And then you can just close your eyes and imagine what it would be like to mentally zoom in on that spot, to magnify it in your mind, and even to get a feel for the texture of it. That's it. So with your eyes closed, just remember and imagine the look of that area you were looking at previously. And then you can just let your eyes open again and just gaze towards that spot once more. And as you continue to gaze steadily at that spot, you can notice that you can notice three things that you can be aware of in your field of vision. So, as your eyes focus deeply on that spot, you might be aware of an object in the room, perhaps a piece of furniture or a patch of light, or just a shadow on the wall. That's it. And just registering these things to yourself in your own mind. Three things you can see in your peripheral vision. That's it, with your eyes steadily fixed on that area. And when you've noticed these three things, you can just let your eyes rest closed again. That's it. And as you really begin to relax deeply now, with those eyes comfortably closed, and you begin to listen to three things you can hear around you. Just register and list those things to yourself, paying attention to three particular sounds. Like any noises from outside, perhaps the wind or street traffic or whatever, or the sound of your own breathing, or maybe the ticking of a clock, or the sound of my voice, whatever. Just listing to yourself three things you can hear. And just noticing that right now as you relax deeper, still. And now, just paying attention to three things you can feel, whether it's the warmth of the bed, or the temperature of the air against your face, or the sensation in your fingertips. That's it. Or the muscles of your face. That's it. Just any three things you can register to yourself that you can feel on a physical level as you relax deeper. And you can just allow those eyes to stay firmly and comfortably closed. as you allow that body to relax properly and let that conscious mind begin to drift. As you just imagine what it would be like to open them and look at that spot before you again. But this time, you can adjust the time of day it is, even the season that it is, and notice how that changes the light in your imagination, the shadows, the shades of color. That's it. And as you imagine gazing at that spot at a different time and in a different season, you can just notice three new things in your field of vision that you can see. Another object, a different shadow. That's it. And then, still using your imagination, your inner ear, you can just imagine three different sounds you might hear in this different time or in a different place. Different sounds from outside, or different weather, or how the sounds might be different in the place. That's it, if you're in another place. Just noticing three different sounds within your imagination and producing those sounds from the imagination. And they can be any sounds at all as you relax deeper. And then you could just notice three things that you would feel in a different place or a different time, maybe different temperature to the air on that face. If you're walking or relaxing in a bath, or just noticing three different types of sensation you have in different situations as you relax deeper. And as you really relax deeper and fully now, every particle of you awash with gentle tranquility and comfort, and prepare to drift all the way down like a pebble drifting beneath the surface of a pool, into deepest sleep. You can just get the sense of what it feels like just before you float into a dream at night, where you get flashes of the images to come, dream fragments here and now. You could momentarily catch sight of a beautiful green field filled with lush grass rippling in the breeze. Just seeing that now for a second and then allowing it to fade, and seeing in its place an ocean sunset, and the way the reds and the blues and the oranges and the pinks all blend together and reflect on the water, rippling and beautiful, and the air of that place, how that feels. That's it. And then just allowing that to fade away. And maybe within your mind's eye, seeing in its place a bird soaring way up into the sky. Maybe an evening or a morning sky. And just following its movements with your inner eyes and the arcs it makes. That's it. And there's no need to try, or to try not to try, to do anything at all. As your unconscious mind begins to naturally lead you into a deep and comfortable sleep, where you can rest fully, restore and revitalize. Your energy levels are already charging up for the morning, as you drift deeper down and allow that body to do its job. Because that body knows how to sleep very well all the way through. So here and now, you can just pay attention to what waves sound like as they break on the shore, rhythmically lapping at the sand, gently floating, carried by the wind. What trees sound like as the wind rustles through their leaves. And you know, do you not, the sensation of touching a tree. And even with your eyes closed, if you gently rubbed the bark of a tree, there would be certain rough sensations you would feel along with a sense of solidity and strength. And if you pulled on one of the thinner branches of a tree, you would feel it flex and bend, and resist the pull of your hand. And you could even get the sense of rubbing a leaf between those fingertips and feel its cool smoothness. That's it. and there are certain animals that know. As winter approaches, as the nights get longer and the days get shorter, and you start to see your breath in the air, that's it. Time to curl up in the homes and drift into deepest, deepest sleep. And even though there are things happening in the forest, and things they could think about, they automatically curl up somewhere snug and safe, and fall into a deep state of hibernation, where they sleep ever so deeply. And sometimes those animals will sleep through storms outside, howling gales and threshing rain. And sometimes they will sleep deeply and fully through the storm. Other times they might half awaken for a moment, only to drift all the way back down into deepest rest, so that when spring comes, they have forgotten they ever awoke. And your unconscious can really assist you in being able to sleep deeply and peacefully each and every night. That's it. And the more you relax to this, the easier and more natural you will find this, because sleep is an instinctive part of you. that settles to you and inside of you and soothes and nestles and rests with you. And so you can just allow it to happen smoothly and naturally, returning to sleep deeply. Because your unconscious mind knows how to sleep all the way through, sleeping all the way through, forgetting to remember to bother to awaken, sleeping all the way, right the way through, resting deeply. And if you awaken a little in the night, you can forget about it consciously and trust your unconscious is a part of you that knows how you do this instinctively and enter the deepest stages of sleep naturally. And that's it. Just floating on the waves of your inner mind and drifting into a dream of what it is you do not know, yet you can float deeper. And deeper still. That's it.